from a club point of view, we obviously appreciate, you know, the fans. It's, you know, they choose and they can elect to make whatever decision. So I'd never want to be pretentious enough to sit here and you know, demand the fans share kind of our views on this. Obviously, everything we do, we want fans to back that for Lincoln City and for the reasons that we're competing in it. I think it's important to realise from a competitive point of view and from what it actually brings from a sporting side, I know Danny's a backer of the competition, and I know a lot of managers out there because of what it allows you the opportunity to do. I completely respect that fans would have enjoyed, you know, whether it was the LDV or whatever, you know, whatever guise it was in, and the chances of getting to Wembley and not playing an under 23 teams. I suppose the only thing I'd say is, look, you know, the club are committed to the competition, and therefore, you know, we'd politely ask that the fans commit to us as part of that. But, you know, we respect people's views. We're hoping for I think we'll probably have one of the best crowds in the Chequered Trade Trophy, and the competition as a whole at the group stages tomorrow night. You know, only time will tell, and that's ultimately a showing of how much the city's invested into Lincoln City at the minute, and we do appreciate that. But all, you know, the competition is there, and any competition we're in, and under the Danny Cowley spirit, and you know, we'll be going in it to win it.
Wonderful, thank you. Staying on the subject of fans, obviously, certainly over the last few weeks, there's been some issues with fan unrest and policing, both here and obviously there was some scenes on Saturday as well. What's your view? What's the club's stance, etc.?
I think that it's really important that the club we take positive action and look to stamp this out as quickly as I can. But equally, I think we've got to be careful not to blow this all out of all proportion. And that's not me being reckless with our obligations to football and to the local community. But what I mean by that is, you know, we have taken a significant number of travelling fans away from home, and have a significant number of, you know, one of the highest attendances, you know, in the league. So, you know, in terms of proportionate and in terms of the percentages, you know, yeah, we recognise that we've got issues, and we will do absolutely everything we can to stamp that out of Lincoln City Football Club. But in the same breath, you know, what a fantastic fan base we have got, who support the club both, you know, very vocally, but absolutely in the right spirits. And I think we've just got to be really careful. There's nothing wrong with coming to a game and having five or six pints plus with your mates and you know, enjoying, you know, the match day. And that's not what we're definitely not trying to eradicate that. We just want an environment that everybody can come to enjoy the football. So that, you know, that's ultimately what we aspire to achieve. You know, those that come with slightly different intentions, yeah, of course we're going to work with the authorities, and we'll be taking the strongest possible action, because we don't believe that, you know, that they represent our fan base correctly, and nor do they represent our club. But I'd definitely be hesitant in terms of, you know, being, you know, too vocal about the trouble, just purely and simply because of as a purely as a numbers game, how such a significant minority it is of the fans.
In your world, what does good look like for Lincoln City?
I want us to be a real slick operation on and off the field, providing good value for money, and excellent customer service. Ultimately, we can't control what goes on the green rectangle, but if we apply a method and if we take an approach and we have confidence in that, which is what we have, apply that to good off-field operations and good management of how we run our business, then I think that's good. And you know, honestly, we're not a million miles away from that at the moment. But equally, once, you know, it'll be a, sorry for sounding cliche, but it'll be a destination we never arrive at, because we, you know, once we get there, we just want to continuously, you know, improve. I think equally, you know, I just want, you know, I want every employee of Lincoln City to just, you know, be completely infatuated with in the place and love coming here, which they continue, you know, which they do. I want the fans to feel the same. You know, the investment that we've got at the moment, from the fans in terms of how much, you know, they're emotionally and by, you know, by attendance and how much they spend here, it's great, and it's just making sure we continue to provide that good, you know, that good value for money. You know, I've been quite open enough to say that, you know, if a fan on a Saturday has got £20 disposable income, then we want £19.99 of that, but we want people to feel that that's good value for that £19.99, you know, as opposed to only getting a bit of their cash and equally only providing an average service. So it's that ongoing process that I think for me is paramount. Equally, you know, the maintaining the momentum behind what Danny and Nicky have been able to achieve, and making sure we bring in enough, you know, finances, not just from the directors, but looking at commercially what we can do that enables Danny and Nicky to continue building the team that we, you know, for on-field success. Ultimately, the bit that's within my gift is that commerciality bit that I'd hope that, you know, in 2-3 years plus time, that, you know, I can look across at Danny and Nicky and we can say we've given them every chance of, you know, possible of success. So that's definitely the aspirations.
Superb. Thank you very much.
No problem.